locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
We go to the top of the seventh inning, 4-0, Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central. Bottom third of the order here for the Lady Tigers. Manning, Brooks, and White. Manning leading things off. She's 0-2 this afternoon. First pitch was a strike. Hits this one into right field for a base hit. It gets by Green. Goes all the way to the wall. Green looked like she may want to come up and try to throw her out at first. Stopping at second is Manning. And she's going to have a base hit and an error. And she's going to be in scoring position with nobody out. Green looked like as she was coming in on that ball as hard as it was hit. She maybe wanted to try to make a play at first. Looked like she was trying to scoop it up, and she just let the ball get under her glove all the way to the wall. So that brings Jasmine Brooks to the plate. Recent error in the fifth inning. And a ground out. She's 0-2. The first pitch is high for ball one. Brooks at the plate. White will bat next here for Little Rock Central. Next pitch is going to miss. Oh, call that a strike? Wow. What a one the count to Brooks. Brommer's got a break with that call. It's 1-1 now. Lights have finally been turned on here at Freedom Field at McLean Park. Next pitch hit into the air into left center. Moving over Husky, the center fielder. She will make the catch. One down brings Peyton White, the right fielder, to the plate. White flew out in the third, doubled, and was stranded in the fifth inning. She'll bat with Manning a second and one out. First pitch is inside the third base bag. Fair ball into the corner. The run will score. And it's going to be an RBI double for the nine-hole hitter, Peyton White, as she rips it down the third base line. So Central with their first run of the ball game.
Brings up number six, Katie Latin.
And back to the top of the order we go now with Katie Latin. Latin a walk, a single, and a fly ball out. She's 1-for-2 officially. Has a stolen base as well. White runs at second, and time called. Shelby Anderson will head out to the circle to try to settle down Lauren Loving, the freshman pitcher, for Mountain Home. So Central has scored here in the seventh inning. The shutout's been broken up. Anderson continuing her meeting on the mound. Home plate umpire is going to head out there now and break it up. 4-1. Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central. Central, the runner at second and one down here in the top of this seventh inning. First pitch into Latin is in for a strike. 0-1, Wisnat will bat next for Little Rock Central. Next pitch, foul, back out of play. And Loving's ahead, 0-2. Plate umpire out of softball, so at home dugout finds one to throw out there. 0-2 the count on Katie Latin, the leadoff hitter here for Little Rock Central. Has that front foot on the front line of the batter's box, way up there. Here's the 0-2. Grounded back to the pitcher. Throw to first is in time. And that's the second out of the inning. So two down, moving to third on the ground out was White. She's there with two down. And that's going to bring Wisnat to the plate. 0 for 3, couple of ground outs and the fielder's choice. First pitch from Loving. It's going to miss low for ball one. She's ready with that next one. Gets the sign from Yates. The pitch low for ball two. Woods would bat next if Wisnat keeps the inning going. Here comes the 2-0. Grounded foul back towards the backstop. It's 2-1. Loving, ready to work. Here comes that 2-1. It's high for ball three. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Mountain Home leading 4-1. White, the runner at third. She delivered the run-scoring double. 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air, right field, right at Green. Makes the catch. And the Lady Bombers have the win this afternoon. 4-1, Mountain Home defeats Little Rock Central. Post game in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.